There's a terrible storm, and all the lights have gone out. You awaken, not to thunder, but to the incessant beat of a heart under your bed. Do you dare look under the mattress, or with trembling fingers pull the covers high over your head? When an otherworldly chill is in the air, and the wind calls your name, when the hounds bark as if possessed, do you raise your collar and quicken your pace, or laugh at your fanciful imagination? Could you spend the night alone in a house by the sea, a house where the walls cry and the spirits are restless?
But you don't believe in such nonsense, do you? Not in ghosts, or ghouls, or vampires.
Not in raising the dead, or tales of terror, or the black arts. Now do you? So come. Come with me past this wrought iron fence. Some call this place the Valley of Unrest, but it's just an old graveyard. A place of everlasting sleep. Isn't it? There's nothing here but crumbling headstones overrun by grass and weeds, large tombs, foreboding and long forgotten, decaying trees with claw-like branches that dip into the surrounding mist. Hold that lamp high. The night is starless, and the moon rides on dark, ominous clouds. What was that? Oh, don't look back. Don't even dare. Better not to know what might be there. Just keep walking. Toward the hill, up ahead. On the other side is a town of the living, of warm hearths and cheer. They say this cemetery is a shortcut.